Why does Teresa's family have to move in with us? Our life is hard enough. We don't need this too.
I know your life is tough right now, but there's still an opportunity to help another family. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. What would you do to be there for a good friend? Would you watch their dog or cat over the weekend? Would you help them move? Now, it's one thing to be a good friend when everything's convenient for you, but what if you already had plans to do something more fun? Would you still want to help them? Well, here's what Jesus said about friends in John 15. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Let's see what he meant by that. Here's our story today. It's called Doing It for a Friend. Kelvin sighed as he picked up a big box. This room is full of stuff. Mom wiped sweat from her forehead. And we need to get it all moved to the garage. Teresa and her kids will be here soon. Kelvin and his mom had been struggling since his dad passed away, and he had been surprised when Mom told him that her friend was going to move in with them for a while. Kelvin made a couple of trips to the garage, then he dropped to the floor in a still messy guest room. I'm tired. Me too, Mom leaned against the wall. We can break for a minute. Why are we doing this? Kelvin asked. Because Teresa had a fire at her house, Mom said. She and her kids can't live there anymore. I know that, but why do they have to come here? Aren't there other places they can go? She's my friend, Kelvin, Mom said. We help our friends when they're in trouble. Mom knelt on the floor. I'll tell you one quick story, then we need to get back to work. When Jesus was doing miracles, some men came to bring their friend to see him. Their friend couldn't walk, so they had to carry him to the house. Kelvin looked at his mom. They carried a grown-up? Mom nodded. When they got to the house, it was too full to get inside. Instead of leaving, they climbed onto the roof with their friend and made a hole in the roof. Kelvin's eyes widened. They took him on the roof? They lowered him down through the hole, Mom said, and Jesus healed him. The men did everything they could for their friend, showing him the kind of love that God shows us. Jesus laid down his life for us, and when we make sacrifices for our friends like he did, we show them his love. Mom stood up. And now we need to get this room cleaned up and set up for Teresa's family so I can be a good friend and show her God's love. We should get back to work, huh? Kelvin got to his feet. At least we don't have to carry people or climb onto any roofs. Mom smiled. Right? So how about you? Have you ever done something big for one of your friends? Maybe you helped them with homework when they wanted to be playing instead, or you helped them with chores even though you didn't have to. That's the kind of love Jesus showed his friends. He died for our sins so we could be his friends forever, and he'll help you make sacrifices for your friends too. Our key verse is John 15:13.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends.
And our key thought today, friends help each other.
Hey, Zach. Sometimes I'm just not good at sharing. Why wouldn't God just make me share, since he made everything and controls everything?
Hey, Nathan. I'm so glad that you sent your question to me. I can relate to what you're saying because sometimes I don't feel like sharing either. The thing is, God gives you a choice when it comes to the way you act. Here's something to think about that might help. According to Psalm 24:1, everything really belongs to God anyway. That includes everything I own and everything that you own. He allows us to have it for a little while. And when I think of things that way, it's a lot easier for me to share because I'm not sharing my stuff. I'm really sharing God's stuff. I hope that helps. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Send me your question when you go to keysforkids.net/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.